What's up, all you dummies out there? It's the Randomness Podcast, and we're back for another spectacular week of dumb stuff.
Yep. You're welcome.
I tried not to say
what
a cuss word because I've been seeing
you're good at it.
In the algorithms, like, you can't within like the first like 10-15 seconds if you're like saying dirty things.
Oh man, we are screwed.
It really messes up the algorithm.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Yeah. Damn. So it's been about 15 fucking seconds. So we're back.
Yeah, nice.
We had a little technical difficulties getting on the air.
That's okay. You were so frustrated,
dude. I was. I really messed it around with this to get it right. And
do you have the hiccups again?
It still says Carl Winston.
Yeah.
The third.
That's sorry, dude. This is gonna be a bad episode.
Oh my god.
You were mad before we started.
I think Carl Winston sabotaged my shit.
He did, actually. He thought it was pretty funny.
I mean, Winnie. I fired that guy.
Winnie's.
Oh, fired
dude,
that
he's
guy.
Something else. Winnie's
But welcome back to the show. We're pretty stoked. We've got some good numbers this week, or last week.
Yeah.
And we grabbed a dozen new subscribers.
Don't brag too much.
Thank you guys that have subscribed. We're moving on up.
Yeah.
I mean, we are a fourth of the way, almost. No, we're over a fourth of the way to our 1,000 subscribers.
That's good. I'm pretty happy about that.
View time, a little farther.
It's okay. It's all right.
I did find out, this is an interesting fact for the guys, that if you have a YouTube channel and you're trying to get monetized.
Okay.
For those of you that know, just skip past this part.
Nobody's watching anymore.
Yeah. So in order to get monetized, you have to have 1,000 subscribers, right? And then the next set of parameters, you can have one or the other.
Oh, okay.
Right? And you can have 4,000 hours of view time.
Yep, I knew that one.
Right?
Okay.
And, you know, we're hovering around
four.
We're got about 350.
Ow, that hurts.
That's rough.
That hurts pretty
bad. But you have another option. YouTube Shorts.
Can we blow a guy?
That's not an option, but I sent an email.
Okay.
So
we'll see.
But you can have your YouTube Shorts, which we're doing pretty well on our YouTube Shorts, right?
So
in 90 days.
Okay.
As long as you have 10 million views.
Okay.
On your YouTube Shorts.
Is that it?
You're right in there.
That's all of it?
Yeah. And then, you know, in the last like 7 days,
we're at
about 4,000. So
4,000 million?
Well, no, that'd be a lot, but
what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying we're really far away.
Oh,
ever getting monetized on this channel.
Okay. Okay.
So
well, we don't want money anyway.
Oh, we'll keep getting donations from friends and friends.
Yeah.
From Mark Friend.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll get some free mushroom coffee.
We'll get some free everyday dose. So
who cares?
You know what? I'm happy with
that.
We're
winning, dude.
Yeah. What are you paying for coffee?
Yeah, idiots.
I'm free all day. It's just come
so much. It's just, it's under the table.
It's hanging out, dude.
It's in the fucking barrel of ideas.
There's some in my cup right here.
Oh, he is drinking.
I have really bad elbow tendonitis, and that hurt a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my cup over here.
You're having a bad time, dude.
I'm old, dude.
Well, but you got frustrated, and then Winnie took your place.
For those of you that don't know, I am not as young as I look.
Here we go. He's going to do it again.
You know,
here we go.
February is my birth month.
Yep.
And
it is, man.
The 16th.
You're going to be
49.
Yeah.
49.
Ugh.
That's almost 50.
Yeah. Oh, well, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
It's basically 50.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you were 9 months old before you came out.
It's true.
So
it's like 50 light is pretty much what 49 is.
Oof.
So, yeah. I mean, things are breaking down.
They've been breaking down. Dude.
Yeah.
They've been. You, like, your hip has, like, squeaked for the longest time.
Yeah, it's been gradually breaking down, but over the past, like...
Oh, it's happening quicker.
Week and a half.
Yeah.
It's ramping up.
Yeah.
It's ramping up.
It's trying to get ready.
Yeah.
It's trying to get ready.
Things are seizing up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not moving when they should be. Mm. Other things are, you know, moving when they shouldn't be.
Yeah. So, but like, everything in your body is just, like, going straight to your brain, your heart, your lungs, just to keep you alive, really.
Yeah. So
everything else, like, appendages,
are going to be falling off soon, probably.
We can't leave the lungs.
They're already cold. Yeah. It's like, what do you want? Breathing or feeling in your hand?
You want tendonitis or, you know.
Right.
Be able
a
to
regular heartbeat. You know, what do you want?
To remember your wife's name.
Yeah. You want regular blood pressure or...
Or,
you know, not have a limp.
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
Yeah.
What are your priorities?
Tough. It gets, you know, tough. Yeah. So, your body has to handle all that.
Yeah.
Internally.
But I think, you know, a lot of it is old age, but some of it is stress.
Mm, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stressful things that happen.
Yeah. You were so mad, dude.
Just earlier. At the beginning,
like,
of this.
You bit the mouse. Like, you put the mouse, like, in your mouth, and you were like, ah!
Yeah.
Like, so, bit it.
And I wrote that down, buy a new mouse, because it's broken.
Well, it has teeth marks in it, yeah. For sure.
Is definitely not working.
Yeah.
So, anyway, how are you? You doing good?
Me? Oh, I feel fantastic.
Oh, yeah, you're still young. You're still young and vibrant.
I skipped in here. I got 2 hours of sleep last night.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, it's crazy. I shit 9 times a day. My butthole is just elastic, dude. It's like, boom, straight back.
I pooped a lot yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
But how's your butthole, though? I bet
it's just pretty good.
Open.
Nope. That's one thing that's hanging on to its youth. I have a young butthole.
Yeah, the fountain of youth over there.
Well, sometimes it is a fountain.
Yeah.
Like, downward fountain.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's just, yeah. That's a hose, but okay.
What? No.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I call it Old Faithful because I know
when you're going to have diarrhea.
Yeah.
Everyone does.
Yeah. Sneaky diarrhea is probably the worst that you can have.
Oh, yeah. When you're trying to just.
Oh, yeah.
You're at work or something. You're trying to eke out a little fart. Yeah, you're like whoop. I mean, your whole butthole, like, it's...
Oh, yeah.
You suck in your butthole so hard, nothing, you feel it up here in your
nothing
chest.
Clamps off faster.
Oh, no. It actually sucks in.
Oh, yeah, it folds in on
itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It folds up like a brown paper bag lunch.
I mean, it is a brown, pretty much.
Brown. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's lunch for some people.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm sad that that's true.
That's sad. That, right. That is sad but true.
Whatever.
So anyway, once again, thank you guys for stopping by. If you're here for the first time or you haven't done it yet, hit the like button, subscribe to the podcast, and ding-a-ling your bell. Or
do that in private.
Whatever you want to do. Share the podcast with your friends. Get the word out. If you're listening to this, that's cool, but you should really watch us.
But you should really see us because a lot of times it's like there's a lot of crotch here.
Yeah, I'm spread as wide as I can get. I'm trying to find an armless chair that I can Van Damme.
So we can, because I'm at limit.
Yeah, I'm right as far now. As I can. I'm
maxed
far
out.
Yeah, my thighs can't go any wider.
Oh, they can.
Well, they're restricted right now.
Oh, they can.
Oh, yeah. We get rid of all this stuff. My legs will be on his chair. His legs will be on my chair. This leg's going to be up here.
Mm. It hurts so bad.
I'm never that far apart.
Oh, you're dead.
I've been in a horrible accident.
You're dead.
I've been in a horrible landscaping accident. Yeah. I don't know. I fell out of a tree.
Yeah. My first words are going to be,
help. Oh, yeah. That's going to be my last words, I think. Anyway,
yeah, we were trying to touch our toes earlier. You made it.
I can touch the floor. Yeah,
you made it.
I can get down there.
I did not, dude.
Yeah, well, you're taller, so the floor's farther away.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's smart, man. You're the smart one.
Speaking of being tall, cool. I'm not super tall, 5'10, right? And you know, all my daughters are short.
Oh, yeah,
right. So, my youngest daughter today,
you have the tiniest.
I gave her a hug and I picked her up, and she was like, a little bit, her head was a little bit higher than mine, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just holding her there. And she's like looking around.
Huh?
And she went, is this what it's like to be tall?
Yeah.
And she was like, carry me over to the cabinet. And I'm like, I'll get her. And she was like, beep. She's like, oh,
I can reach all this stuff.
Yeah, she's like, but then I have to reach down to get the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, that's the downside.
That's when it sucks.
Then you got to get all the stuff down there.
Oh,
it's just like the opposite.
Yeah.
You know? Short people are always like, oh, I'm in, but you can reach everything up there. And I'm like, yeah,
but you could grab a stool. I can't dig a hole and jump down in it.
I have to get down.
I can't dig a hole, jump down in it so I can reach something.
Yeah, so I can get that bottom cookie.
You can just go grab a footstool.
Yeah. So, you know, quit complaining if you're really short.
Yeah, really.
You don't have it the worst.
You don't.
No. Because, like, you know, I think tall people have it worse.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Because everything's made for, like, you know, like a regular sized person.
Yeah.
So even a short person can, like, brush your teeth easily. But
yeah.
Imagine if you were, like, 7 feet tall and you had, like, a regular sink.
Oh, yeah. It'd be terrible. Dude.
You couldn't even, you'd be above the medicine cabinet mirror.
I hate brushing my teeth. We actually have a tall sink in our bathroom. And still, like, you're just
it's
bent over the whole time.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
You know what we need to invent?
What, man?
Is a sink that the top of it comes up.
Accordion sink.
Accordion sink.
Yeah, man. It even makes that noise. See, I think the noise is part of it.
Well, obviously.
It's cute.
Yeah. So it could be like a real accordion.
You're pulling it up. It's, you
know, great accordion.
6 o'clock in the morning and you're like, I just want to brush my fucking teeth.
They're playing the fucking national anthem with the sink.
Oh, you're like, I'm going to brush my fucking teeth. And I got to go to work.
Yeah.
God. Wednesday, you asshole.
But yeah, I think
fucking
that's a good
idea. Sink. Not bad.
It's not bad.
You could just have a foot pedal. Be hydraulic. Just be like,
yeah.
Same thing with a toilet, dude.
Right. What if this, if you had like a little platform on the floor that
raised up
or lowered down?
Or lowered down. That's even better. Yeah.
Yeah. So the sink stays the same.
But you.
You up and down.
You're going up and down.
Yeah.
I like that, man.
This episode of the Randomness Podcast is brought to you by Everyday Dose. Coffee just got an upgrade. Stop just relying on caffeine to boost your mood and get you through the day. Mushrooms are where it's at, and you can get them at everydaydose.com, and you can drink them just like a coffee. Save 15% off your first order with promo code random15. Now let's get back to the show. Innovative over here at the Randomness Podcast.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Speaking of what we do.
Also what we do is America's favorite podcast segment, and you know what it is.
$100.
That's right. We're back with new $100 ideas.
Yep. New year, new hundies.
That's right. And we got some in there. They're all mine again.
Yeah, they are. Dude, you just have, you know.
Well, the barrel's here. You know, I'm here. I live here.
Every once in a while, I'll get one. I'll throw it in.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
So, if you've never been here before, if you're one of the new dozen subscribers, this is the most popular segment that we have.
In the world, actually.
It's actually probably the only segment we have. But, So what we do is we write down ideas and products or services that we feel are going to change the world and bring us upwards of $100.
Oh, yeah.
Profit.
Profit, baby.
And he doesn't know what I put in there. I don't know what he put in. He pops off. It gets all over me.
Are you telling me to?
Yeah, pop off.
Oh, dude, I'm nervous now.
He's got pop off anxiety.
Now I'm excited.
So he's going to pull one out. He's going to read what I wrote down, and I'm going to try
to... Tell me what the hell it is.
I'm going to try to explain it after I try to remember what I thought it was.
It's pretty recent, though.
Yeah, they're pretty recent, but that doesn't really mean a whole lot.
I like this one already.
Oh, he's got a smile.
I like
this. He's a smiley head.
Yeah.
All right.
God, are you flirting with me? Because it's working.
No.
It's working.
No.
You're cute.
No.
Stop. It is TH seasoning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, dude.
One of my better ideas.
Best ideas.
That I was excited about throwing in there.
Dude, that's great.
Yeah.
What is it? Oh, I don't understand.
Okay, well, yeah. He's like, I just saw THC.
Saw the THC part.
Yeah. Did I say TLC?
THC?
THC, whatever.
You said THC, but you're high. So.
Well, whatever. I had some THC seasoning earlier.
Okay.
Okay, so everybody loves seasoning, right?
Yeah.
White people, you can go away. But all you brothers and sisters out there know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, they do.
They do.
But
so
I do too.
I was thinking, like, you know, things are coming around with, you know, CBD popped up years ago, and now we're starting to get all the deltas. You know, it's got some THC in it.
A little bit.
You know, some states are legalizing. It's coming around. It's going to eventually be out there, right?
Yep.
And it's going to be in everything. It's in lotions. It's in, you know, you can vape it. You can gummy it. You can
everything, right?
So, yeah. An edible form is probably way I prefer things. I don't like to smoke a lot, but so why not infuse our favorite seasonings with a little THC?
I love it. I love it.
You know, you get a little, you know, you get up in the morning and you're making some French toast.
Oh, you stop, dude.
And you get a little TH cinnamon going on.
Oh, dude.
You know what?
You went straight for the heart. Just right off the bat. That's what I'm saying. Selling this.
That's what I'm saying. Could you imagine some damn CT Crunch that has it already in the dust?
CT Crunch.
Has it in the dust?
Has it in the dust? Oh, good God. Yeah. I mean, like, even salt on your French fries.
French fry salt, chili powder.
Oh.
You know?
A bowl of chili. Just
get you fucked up, dude. This takes care of you. Don't get the munchies because you're already eating.
You already ate.
You know?
Oh, that's good.
Fucking Cool Ranch Doritos with THC on them.
Okay, yeah. I'm still stuck on the chili.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, man, I fucked up. I had two bowls of chili.
Two bowls of chili. Yeah.
You know?
There's definitely going to be a serving size.
Yeah. Because you're going to be like,
But, you know, if you're a lightweight, you might only eat one bowl, but.
Or a spoonful. I don't know how.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know how potent this stuff is.
Yeah. It'll have to be a different kind of nutrition fact pattern on the back, but still, you know, because it'll be like, you know, each shake is like an amount of THC, you know, like.
Good. Great. Grain. What do you want?
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Four's fucked up.
Yeah.
But could you imagine, like, you just have that?
That would be perfect.
In everything. You just seasoning. You know, at first I thought maybe it's just its own seasoning. It's just a powdered THC. You just pour it in.
I mean, that's okay, too.
But that's cool, too.
It's like one of, like, the all seasoning. Like
It's like a...
It just, like, covers everything.
Right.
It's got salt. It's got pepper.
Oh, it's got everything.
Yeah.
It's got one thing. It's all you need.
It's got anxiety.
It's got
racing thoughts.
It's got a little paranoia. You know? Got it'll shake a little paranoia on your breakfast plate.
If you want to have a mild panic attack before you go to work.
Right. But there could be levels too. You know? You got the weak stuff, and then you got straight on,
the weekend stuff.
You got the
weak stuff.
Yeah, because it'd be like real fine powder, but like the good stuff, it's like you're shaking out like oregano, you know, big leaves.
Oh, just a whole leaf.
You know? But yeah, I thought that'd be pretty sweet.
That's a damn good idea.
You know? Because you know, like, you get home from a hard day's work, you know, you want to... You know, sit back and eat a bowl of chili and fucking veg out, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And not vegetarian chili. Veg out that way.
I like the idea of already just, you're full when you're done, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't
get it. Sometimes you don't even know you're done.
Because you're drooling.
Because you just ate two spoonfuls. You didn't mix it up very well. And you got two big bites, nothing but
cereal. Oh, that would be what people would do with it.
Well, people would snort it.
Oh, yeah. Put it in their buttholes.
Oh, yeah. Smoke it, whatever.
Smoke it.
Just roll a joint, and get it wet, and roll it in some fucking THC powder.
It's
probably there.
People do this already. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is like, you go to Walmart.
Oh, yeah. This will be on the shelf.
Yeah. There's like, there's different kinds and companies and, you know.
Snoop's got to be in on it, though, right?
Well, obviously.
Like, he's got the,
the,
like, dog dust or something.
Right, yeah, him and Willie, they're going to go, they'll be battling their company.
Oh, yeah. I like it, dude. That's a good idea.
I think it's good.
It's a good idea. I kind of want some right now. But
You know, made me think about it. But how many, I mean, open up your seasoning cabinet. How many seasonings do you have?
Okay. All of them. Now, fast forward to the future.
Yeah.
when this is a product.
I got one in the cabinet, dude.
Just
my season cabinet just freed up.
Yeah.
Oh, there's 19 bottles of them.
Yeah. But no, it's like you got the cinnamon, you got the chili powder, and you got garlic powder and onion powder, but it's all got the little bit of the...
Oh, yeah. The seed.
A little bit of the THC.
Yeah.
A little bit of the teach. THC. Is that how you say it? Teach?
I don't know, man.
I had some earlier.
All right,
Yeah, THC seasoning.
Good idea.
I love it.
Good idea.
Somebody get on it. Oh, wait. We'll get on it.
Yeah, we already got on it.
That's probably a $1 billion idea.
That? Yeah, probably. The government is going to hear this, and you know.
Yeah, they're going to shut us down.
Yeah. Well, they're going to fire it up. They're going to start making this shit.
Yeah. They're going to put weird shit in it, though. We can't let the government get a hold of it.
All kinds of weird chemicals.
This has got to be, you know, homegrown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know. You're still saying
I'm
that.
Saying
that.
I
do understand.
I have to make sure you get it. I understand the joke.
All right.
So give us your opinion in the description.
Well, I mean, Jubby's just going to say,
oh, yeah, he's going to, he's already, yeah.
He's already got it in his tomato soup.
He probably already does have it.
Yeah, he owns it or he made it. He's like, oh, what are you talking about, Keith?
Yeah. He's like, what do you mean? Something out of here?
Yeah. What are you kidding me?
He's like, I got a whole bag of it in my duffel bag.
Yeah. I'm sure he does.
My bug out bag.
My smoke out bag. His has got to be something like that.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't, yeah. He just has a box he just grabs. That's it.
I got to get all my essential shit.
Yep.
Got it.
It's one cigar box full. Anyway, let us know what you think about TH seasoning.
Perfect.
Spelled with a C, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
THC easing.
Yeah, because it eases your life.
Because it eases in it.
I'm high. We don't know. All right. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can we get on to story time?
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's see.
None of those are mine. Go for
it. No, but these might be quick. Whatever. But driving to work a few weeks ago.
Okay.
It's dark.
Right.
In the morning.
Yeah, because you leave early.
Yeah. And I had 3 deer run out in front of me. I'm doing about 60 mile an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
And like
in a 45.
Yeah. And I didn't see them until they were like right the
fuck. Oh, they were like
running in the road. Oh, it was. I would have hit all 3 of them at once.
That would have been bad.
I mean, it was unbelievable. Like they were all on each other's backs.
Yeah.
Like one was spinning a plate.
One was like,
it was fucking weird.
Yeah.
No, but.
And then you pulled around the corner and they were like,
oh yeah, they're like deer. Act normal.
3 deer in a headlights. Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. But oh my god, because it was a mom and 2 babies, and they were just following her. But they were like nose to ass all.
Oh
the way,
yeah.
And I would have drilled all 3 of them. But it was one of the ones where you just
lock it up.
Everything I had shit sitting. In my seats. Like I was going to work, so like my lunchbox and fucking all this kinds of shit.
Oh yeah,
flying everywhere.
Everything flies up,
and I missed. Like when I came to a complete stop, it was less than a foot. They were just still standing
there. Like they're like, ain't no way you're gonna hit us.
You can't hit all 3 of us. Oh, I would have. I was like, oh my god.
The mom deer was like,
Puff out.
Yeah. Arm holding the fawns back.
Yeah.
I got you.
It's okay.
And then you stopped right there, and they were like, mom's a superhero.
He's a super hero.
All right.
I just said that to make you mad.
You over there stealing my shit.
That's your joke.
Yeah.
You had that written down, actually. No,
I know.
But yeah, I just thought, you know, not a lot of places we tell stories about driving. And yeah. There's wildlife and right. shit. Some people don't have that shit around there.
They don't.
Places. No. You know? They don't have to worry about hitting deer. They got to worry about hitting people.
Yeah.
On the way to work.
Oh, I got to worry about hitting horses and cows.
Oh, yeah.
Turkeys.
Yeah. Turkeys for sure. You
know, all that stuff. At night, maybe a coyote.
Yeah. I had a guy at work tell me a story that he was on his motorcycle and a turkey vulture shit on him.
Albert drives a motorcycle?
Yeah. He said he was like, he was riding and it was like gliding over top of me. He was like, man, that's awesome. Nature, man.
Nature, man.
It always shits on you.
Yep, it'll get you.
It always shits on you.
Get you and shit you.
Okay.
That's weird. But yeah, you talk about slamming on your brakes and all your shit flying out.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know if this was a video they showed you when you were in school, but when I was in driver's ed, it was back when, you know, cars used to have like
no seatbelts.
Well, yeah, but like
it had the hole in the floor to where you could
yeah, you could move if you need
Fred
to.
Fred Flintstone.
But the back behind the back seat was like a deck, you know.
The back behind the back seat.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, it was like a trunk. There wasn't a lot of hatchbacks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was like, you know, and there'd be like a set of 6x9 speakers.
It was like a back dash.
Yeah, like a back dash, right?
Yeah.
And people threw all kinds of shit in there.
Oh, yeah. You know? And they had bobbleheads and shit up there.
Oh, everything. And kids.
Hats.
Like,
sunglasses.
Yeah, pets. Everything was up there.
Yeah.
But they were talking, in our driver's ed, they showed us a video and it was like, don't put anything up there because if you slam on the brakes, it'll all just fly up. And it was like, they showed like a tissue box. And they said, if you hit like a head-on collision, that tissue box could fly up and decapitate you. That's what it said.
No, dude. Uh-uh.
The force of that tissue box could decapitate
you. Although, it's just going to knock your head clean off your body?
Yeah, or at least half of it.
No, it's not sharp. Wouldn't it have to be?
No, it's blunt.
If it hit you right, like, with a corner.
No, it's blunt force, dude.
Blunt force just knock your head off?
Yeah. Like a That's swing scary, of a bat. Dude.
That's scary. What are you doing? 3 million and 2 miles an hour?
Yeah, I didn't really believe it, but.
No, no, they're just trying to scare
you. They're trying to scare you, and they're showing you, like.
But I mean, don't, you know, put a sword in your back glass.
Right, yeah.
Because, you know, that will.
Don't put, like, a
That
drop.
Will. You could, that would be, like, a just normal, just.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't put a fishbowl full of quarters back there. Nah.
That would absolutely kill you. Absolutely. Just a roll of quarters.
I'll probably go through you.
Like, just hit you at the right spot. You just,
yeah, you're out. Dead.
How'd you die? Yeah, whatever.
But yeah. But yeah, you should be a lot of room in those back.
Oh,
those back
dear
decks.
Lord. Yeah. You could lay down in them as a child.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the best seat in the house.
Oh, you get
hot as fuck.
Oh, yeah. You get sun.
Hot as fuck. You get sun cancer.
Oh, you got a sun cancer burn. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry. That first layer of skin is definitely going to peel
off. You don't need the first layer of skin anyway.
No, it's the second one. That's the tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think. I don't know. Yep.
It's the important one.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway. Yeah.
Okay. So that story. So this story, I just thought this was funny, but a kid at work was telling me about the first time he ever saw a woman's vagina.
Right. Okay. Which is a puss, if you don't know what that means.
Yeah. So he said that he was in kindergarten. Okay.
All right.
And his I don't know if I believe this kid, but his kindergarten teacher was like in her 30s.
Okay.
And they were sitting crisscross applesauce.
And he saw
her applesauce.
He saw that applesauce.
He saw the bowl of applesauce.
He saw that snack pack.
Yeah. Yep. So, but. He was like, he was telling
saw
his
that mommy apple seed. Yeah. And
he told his buddy, he was like, where's her stuff? Like,
right.
Like, she didn't have the stuff. Like,
right. There's nothing.
What's going,
outside,
yeah. What's going on? Right. And so the buddy's like trying to figure out, like, I don't know what it is. Like, what's going on? What is it? So,
cause it looks like it got cut off.
Yeah. So,
with a hatchet.
His buddy's on a school bus later, and he's like kind of asking around some of the older boys, right?
Yeah, hey.
And the older boy's like, yeah, that's a pussy. So the kid comes back and tells his friend, said, I don't know, the older kids were calling it like a puffy. He said up until like fifth grade, they called it a puffy. They thought it was a puffy.
I mean, some of them are.
Yeah, but I said that's the most adorable name for it, though.
It is, really.
It's a puffy.
I mean, it seems like a dick would be a puffy, though.
Some of them.
You know?
Some of them are. Yeah, some of them get swelled up.
We'll take a puff of it.
Oh, I thought you were just
trying to get a girl to puff on it.
Hey, you want
to... Oh, mine... Puff the magic, not dragon.
Yeah, okay, well. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. You get it. Okay. You get it.
But yeah, I just thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
But God, what if he went all the way through life?
Oh, like, I was thinking about it. Yeah.
Like, and he's like, finally gets the nerve to ask a girl. Like,
or just like, let me put my face in that puffy.
Let me have some of that puffy, girl.
Yeah.
She's like, what? He's like, you know, would give me that puffy.
Or he's like calling dudes like, you just a puff, puffy.
Go be in a puff.
You just a little puff, you puffy. Yeah.
What are you saying?
What are you talking about, dude?
Yeah, quit being a pussy. A what?
Excuse me?
Yeah. He said puffy wrong.
He thinks puffy's a pussy.
He called it a puppy.
What an idiot. All right. Okay.
So, yeah.
This next story is very strange.
I like it already.
Yeah, it's very strange. So, I witnessed this with my own eyes.
Okay.
And this is a bathroom thing.
All right.
So, I go to the bathroom at work. Okay.
Right.
And it's not at break time. So there's not a lot of people in there.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. You're holding up the line. Okay.
Yep. So assembly line is not moving. But I go in and I'm peeing at the urinal.
Okay. Good place.
Another guy comes in and he is like part of like quality. He's like one of the quality guys.
Right.
I don't know him really. I don't see him that much. He comes in. And he's holding his phone.
Right.
And he yells out, hey, Chuck, you in here? And you hear a guy in the back stall. And he's like, yeah. Just real quiet.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck. And he goes, I thought that was you coming in here. And he's like walking up to the stall door.
Oh, yeah. You're going.
And he's like, man, dude, I got this joke to tell you, dude. I got this joke to tell you.
He's in there going,
and he,
I'm taking a shit.
Oh, yeah. The dude's taking a shit. Totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he goes, he's like, man, I hope you don't get offended. And he's going through his phone. He's scrolling through.
You're just like.
And I'm pissing over there. I'm the only other one in there. And he wasn't telling him a joke. It was a joke that it was a video of something.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He was just like holding it up, playing it for him.
He held it over the stall door. I am not kidding you. He held
Chuck,
it.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
He went like this. He goes, hey, can you hear it? And the guy's like, yeah. You can tell he's like, I am not into this at all.
I'm mid-shit, dude.
Yeah, I got a turd halfway out the ass. And he's holding it over, and it's playing, and he's just standing there like.
Is he looking at you? Like,
no, but he's just looking around like, oh, like, this is a good part. This is a good part. I was like, what the fuck is going on
here?
Just the weirdest.
Yeah.
Like,
you should have went over with your phone.
Nah. Slide it under.
Yeah. No, look at this one now.
Oh, check this out, Chuck.
You think that one's funny, Chuck?
Here you go.
That guy was like, what? No, no, no.
No, look.
No, Chuck, just look at mine.
Opens the door. Goes in. No. He's sitting in his lap.
Look at this one, Chuck.
Oh, you think that? Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm shitting, man.
I don't know if you smell that.
But that's poop.
That's me.
Coming out of my butt.
That's part of me coming out of me.
That's something that used to be me coming out of me. It used to be something else that was part of me, and I was like, yeah, okay, whatever.
I don't know if you know how poop works.
Yeah, but it's happening.
But there's some of it. Still, there's some of it still in me. A little bit's out of me. Some of it's in me.
Like, I guess the other guy wasn't into it at all. You know,
Chuck.
Oh, well, was not into it at all.
I'm not into anybody talking to me while I'm taking a shit.
Well, I know, but like, But if I was like, if you're taking a shit, like if you were in there taking a shit and I was like, hey, dude, and I come in and I start talking to you about stuff.
I would like, not like that. Pocket,
you don't like it?
No. That's my time, dude.
Really, dude?
That's my time, dude.
Dude, this is upsetting to me. I've got D a beer while he was on the toilet. He's shitting. And, but it was time to party, though.
Well, bro. Yeah. That's,
it was time
well,
to party, man.
That's different.
It was time to party. But I handed
dude,
him,
if I was at work, though?
I handed him a beer, though, and it was just like.
Oh, you like, touched?
Well, accidental, but it was like that kind of slow-mo. But then I had a beer, too, and I just stood in the doorway and was like, what's up? And he's just like, oh, man, you know.
You were looking at each other?
Yeah, dude. We're like, yeah, man, we're like face-to-face. This was at his house.
You're standing and he's shitting.
I'm in the doorway. He's shitting. He's got everything tucked. Beer.
Hey, man.
Beer in his hand.
I'll tell you right now.
Dude, I was just telling him about my day, man.
We're close.
Yeah?
Me and you.
Yeah, you don't want to hear about my day, though.
I do, but...
You don't want to hear about my... That's what I'm getting from that.
But it'll be after the poop.
Really, man? But what if I got a beer, though? Or a shot?
I mean, no.
What if it's Friday night, dude, and it's party time? You know what I mean? Kids are gone.
Party's on pause, dude.
Kids gone. Wife's gone. The boys is showing up.
I ain't looking at no dude while I'm shitting.
I was looking you in the eyes, dude.
Yeah, but you were smelling me with your nose.
Oh, yeah, I was. But that just like makes it more intimate when I'm telling you about my life.
Yeah, no.
And, like, I can smell your death.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nah, dude.
You don't like that?
Nah, it ain't like that. Nah.
That's upsetting.
I ain't doing that with nobody.
That's upsetting.
No.
That's really upsetting.
I didn't even like to...
Talk about it?
I don't want... Yeah.
You don't even like
to... I ain't talking to nobody while they're shit. Ain't nobody talking to me while I'm shit.
Really? Not even through the door?
No.
What if I just cracked the door and rolled you a beer?
Maybe. That's cool.
All right.
But they ain't...
Right?
There's no
eye contact. But then I hold a mirror.
There's no eye contact.
Then I hold a mirror so I can see your face while we're talking.
What if we FaceTime?
Like, yeah, man. Give me something.
You
dude.
Know... I'd maybe do that.
Yeah, okay, that'd be cool.
We're just holding phones up and talking to each other.
That'd be all right. Then we could both be shitting, dude.
Right. There we go.
And we step this up.
Because then it's just here, and we don't know what's going on down
here.
Oh,
we know, though. We know, we know. Because I'm going to tell you from jump
straight. Well, yeah, we know. I'm going to tell you from the get. But we don't have to pretend like we know.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, like, you hey, to, like, dude, I'm shitting.
You don't have to pretend, like, divert your eyes down.
Oh, yeah, because I was trying to look at his wiener. I was
trying to look at
his wiener when he was...
But yeah. But yeah, when you
I was
tuck,
like, here's a beer, and then like I that, like I went it, low.
Yeah, because you can't tuck like that, because you'll shit on your dick, and
sometimes,
then, like, yeah. You know, and then it just looks like a weird puffy down there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You just got your man like, bush, and that's
yeah,
like,
and you're just like, are you a chick, dude?
Yeah, it's like, it's hairy, but there's no, like, injury way.
There's just, you can't figure out
yeah.
what's happening, yeah.
It's the Berduda triangle.
Yeah, dude.
Tried hard.
You did.
Tried hard.
And you get, I mean.
Tried to fit it in.
That's a good effort, yeah. But. All right.
But yeah. I ain't getting all tucked up and having like a dude like thinking like, almost looks like a puff.
This dude might have a
you know,
puffy.
I don't want you getting a puffy looking this at my dude puffy, dude.
Might have a puffy.
I don't want you know puffing up to my puff.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just think, like, if somebody's bringing me, like, a beer or, like, a bowl pack.
You bring me toilet paper, maybe.
Nah, man. Bring it on in. If you got something to make this shit, just, yeah, like.
I ain't even having the party bathroom. Nah. You can wait a minute or two before. Like, I'll be out in a sec, dude.
Yeah, but, like.
Because then what if I got to wipe?
No.
You leave?
That's your private time, dude. That's your private time.
No,
when you're cleaning up, that's you.
My private
you
know time I mean? Is
that's a mess you made. You clean it up.
When there's a click, when that door click, oh, that's private time.
Is it?
Yep. Until it unclicks.
God, dude. Nah, I think if I was in there and you,
I'd rather
like,
talk to you while I was beating off than taking a shit.
Really?
If I had to choose.
That's rough.
Gun to my head.
You
dude.
Still want me to bring you a beer?
Well, like, yeah, because I get thirsty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Where you, but you, like, you have to tuck it though, still, because I don't want to see it.
Oh, no. I'm
you have to do it. Are you doing it on the toilet?
Nah.
Because, like, Because, like, when I walk in and you're pooping, dude, it just looks like you're sitting down kind of cute.
Well, then, yeah, but it's stinky and it's like.
Well, yeah, the smell is awful, but like
I'm
also.
I'm grunting and sweating.
Yeah,
and
but beating off, you're doing. It's all the same things. You're still. It stinks. You're sweating.
Yeah, but it's more.
You're grunting.
It's more manly, though.
I guess.
I'm not as vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like in power. Like
oh, yeah.
Beast mode.
My
like,
heart's racing. My blood's
pumping. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I get that part of it, but
either way, I mean, either scenario, I'm naked already, so
yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, see, that kind of diffuses all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause like D was like, you know, just and D's a like he poops quick. I had to tell him about my day. Faster.
Now maybe if it was like a situation where it was like a double toilet situation.
Where we're both shitting. We're face to face?
We're face to face shitting.
Yeah.
Maybe that'd be work. That'd be all right.
We could make that
but
work.
But just a dude watching you shit, drinking a beer.
Well, I'm not, like, watching you shit.
But you be there and, like, peeking and, like.
I'm not peeking, dude. Why do you think I'm
you
peeking?
Gotta peek. You gotta peek.
There's an accidental one every
you
once
gotta
in
peek,
a while.
You
yeah.
Know? It's always, like, a wandering eyeball.
It's just, you know.
But if we're both just
oh, because then we're like on level playing.
Yeah.
We're both vulnerable.
It's like, you're there, I'm here.
We're both, I mean, you know. We both got stuff coming out.
Yeah.
It just, we're just, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
What if it's like you have to deliver news to me, like you have to, or like there's some really bad that just happened and I have to be like, Kevin.
Okay. I mean, emergency situation.
I know you're shitting.
Emergency.
Here's a beer.
Yeah.
I guess it's bad.
All right. Emergency situation is fine.
Okay. Okay.
But just casual.
Yeah.
You know, hey, dude.
Okay. But would you watch me shit if it was like the apocalypse? You know what I mean?
I mean.
Like, because you got to watch my back, dude.
Yeah. I mean,
at all times.
But that's emergency. That's emergency.
Like, there could be a zombie come up munch on my ass.
Yeah. I mean, we'd have that covered.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you
but
watch
just
me shit
normal,
down.
Everyday, casual, how was your day?
Okay.
Nah.
Okay.
You know.
I did have a bad day that day, though.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I'd find out about it later.
Okay.
So.
All right. Noted.
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 All right. I don't know. How do you guys feel about talking to each other while you shit?
Yeah. That's like it.
I mean, girls do it a lot, I bet.
Yeah, I would think you know, so. I know they talk to each other while they're peeing all the time.
Yeah,
so, guys do that too, though. That's not.
Yeah, when you get the urinals together or something like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I mean, at work, it's insane.
Yeah,
people
yeah,
are talking to each other all the time.
Yeah, like, but shitting's out of the question for me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't dig it.
Okay.
That's my time, dude. It's my time.
You're right.
It's all my time.
You're right. That's why you shit for 95 minutes.
Sometimes.
I'm already drunk by then. I forgot about my day by then. See, that's why I want to get it in as soon as I get home.
Catch me before I shit, dude.
Catch me before I shit. I guess. Okay.
Yep. I'm all pre-shit convos, dude.
Yeah. Pre or post?
Yeah. Post, sometimes I'm out. I'm really just worn
exhausted.
Out.
Exhausted.
Yeah. So catch me before. Anyway, we've talked enough about poop. Again.
Never. This will be our best episode. We're talking about shit.
Hey, I was shooting for top rating.
All right.
So, a lot of poop talk.
Here we are.
Poop talk.
That's what you should call it, poop talk.
I might do an Omegle called poop talk and just talk about poop.
Like,
just
ask,
get poop stories.
Yeah, ask people what their best shit story is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we told the one about the guy shitting himself at Thanksgiving. It was hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. We got a lot of stories.
Everybody's like got a poop story.
Yeah, I like to get some. Right? I get some other. Somebody's got to have some crazy shit.
Stories. Yeah, yeah.
And they don't care to tell them on that platform. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's a good idea.
So maybe we'll do that. Stay tuned. See what we got coming up this year.
Could be shit.
Could be shit. Could be probably shit.
Probably so, shit.
Right,
whatever.
Again, if you send us an email. To therandomnesspodcast@gmail.com.
It's like we have to threaten these people.
I know. If you don't send us
I'm going to get fired up again, dude.
He's getting mad.
Don't.
But send us your mailing address for a free, 100% free, postage paid.
Look at this. We got that. We got mushroom coffee.
There's mushroom coffee going to be in it.
We got THC seasoning in it. What else you want?
You'll get an authentic
something we drink.
$100 idea piece of paper.
Yeah.
You'll get an autograph. You might get an autograph picture of us.
Yeah, or one of us, or both
of
us.
If you have a specific body part you want a picture and an autograph of.
We'll probably do that.
But, I mean, who knows? You won't know until you try. But you will get a free envelope full of random stuff. Random stuff. Could be anything.
Just ask. Jesus.
And you will get it. We've sent them out. But we need
done it before.
We need to send out more.
Yeah.
And you'll definitely get an everyday dose sample pack.
That's worth it. That's worth it.
For free.
Yeah.
And you'll get 15% off your order because you'll know you're going to love it. I'm drinking one right now.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
There was silence. It's late.
I know. So do that, and we're going to get out of here, and we'll see you next week.
Doing something.
And he's doing whatever he's doing.
Yep.
And we're out of here.
Later.